Good morning, Midland First. It is wonderful to see you. It is wonderful to see all of the generations of our church from our very youngest to some who continue to live very young. It is great to be here. It is great to be here on a very different Sunday, a Sunday that we are calling a day of service. Thank you for embracing this as we try something new around our rice packing event here at Midland First. As we begin, I do want to begin with a thank you to you for participating in today, where we're going to be speaking into our mission statement of sharing Jesus Christ. We're in our primary way of focusing on this Sunday that is a part of our stewardship campaign. Our primary way of focusing, of worshiping today, is going to be in sharing in mission work. Indeed, that is part of our mission statement as a church, of helping people to share Jesus Christ. And so we're going to do that today. We're going to do that through two projects. So a big thank you to Chuck and Denise Link, who serve on our mission team, and they have coordinated our rice packing event that will be taking place in the Fellowship Hall. You'll hear a little bit more about that throughout the service. And also a big thank you to Hillary Ferguson and Amy Rye Fisher, who have put together projects for those for whom either age makes it not a possibility to participate in the rice packing event, or perhaps there's physical conditions that might get in the way. So we have mission projects for everybody to participate in throughout the day. It's an exciting day here at the church. But as we get things kicked off, I do want to highlight a few announcements that we have for you today, starting with the reintroduction of a practice here at Midland First. And we are reintroducing the Let's Change Hunger offering. With this, over the years, we have gathered the loose coins in our Sunday morning offering plates, and we have set them aside for hunger-related missions and outreaches. And as we bring this back to the forefront, this practice within our church back to the forefront, our church and community team, which oversees our congregation support of needs in Midland County, has chosen to direct this offering to the Sunday Friendship Lunch Outreach here at the church. And so for more on the Sunday Friendship Lunch Outreach, I'm going to hand things over to Brantley Lather, who will share about this outreach within our church to help meet hunger.
Good morning, church. As Jeremy Africa said, we chose Sunday Friendship Lunch. As you may know, or a lot of you probably do know, we've been doing Sunday Friendship Lunch for over 30 years. It's been a ministry that started in this congregation. It's all volunteers from this congregation. Some members way back saw a need for a meal on Sunday for the people that didn't have a meal, because they normally would go to Open Door, which is kind of kitty corner from here, but they're closed on Sunday, so we are serving that need. And I had wanted to tell you a couple reasons we picked this, program or effort for the hunger offering, because one, they're our neighbors. A lot of them are close to us, so this is really close to our church and close to home. When I was involved a couple years ago, it seemed like we served maybe 50 meals a day or so. And now we're between 150 and 200 meals. So the program has increased quite a bit in the last few years. And so has the cost of food, as most of you know. So between an increase in meals and increase in costs, we thought this would be a great place to put our loose change towards this program. And the other thing is, most of you already know about this program. You're pretty familiar with it. We have a lot of volunteers in our congregation that help with the program. So it's very close to home, and you're very familiar with it, and that's why we chose it.
Thank you, Brantley. So you might wonder, you know, how much difference can my change make? How much can that nickel and dime that I dig out of my couch or those quarters that I accumulate in my coin holder in the car, how much difference can they make? Well, our church has already been setting aside the coins in our offering plates throughout the year, and it's totaled $398. And those coins in and of itself could cover the cost of one week of Sunday Friendship lunch meals. And so it does make a difference when we all add up. So invite you to participate this as we relaunch this practice within our church. Also want to highlight for next Sunday, we'll be returning to our two services at 9 and 11. And that will be our Loyalty Sunday. And so that is the final Sunday of our stewardship campaign. And it's on this Sunday that we invite those who wish to bring forward during the worship service their estimate of giving card. This is a way to commit your financial giving to the church and also really the giving that you will live out throughout the year, the coming year. And so we'll have that during the service. And then in between our 9 and 11 o'clock service, our worship team will be hosting a brunch as a way to express the church's gratitude to all of you for all the ways that you participate in the missions of the church and supporting the life of the church through your prayers, through your presence, through your gifts, your service, and your witness. And so please be mindful of that for this coming Sunday. But indeed, we have a lot coming up this morning, so I just thought I'd run us through the order of the day. We'll have worship here from 9 to 9:30. And then from 9:30 to 9:45, we're going to have a little bit of a break, a little bit of transition time for us to move either to the fellowship hall or to the children's ministry area. For those participating in the rice packing event, there's going to be a training from 9:45 to 10 o'clock. And then we'll have the two shifts to pack the 4,000 meals that are being packed today. And then from 10 to 1, so throughout the day, we'll also have the additional projects that are taking place in the children's ministry area. If you will note, during the service, there is no collection of the offering within the pews. If you do have an offering or tithe you wish to give today, there's going to be an offering plate at the back. Invite you to drop your gift off on your way to the mission projects this morning. And while we certainly have a lot that's going on in the life of the church, if you've been able to keep up with all of those announcements, we should be mindful that tomorrow is Veterans Day. And so we want to take a moment here in our worship service to recognize those who have served our country in our armed forces. And so if you are a veteran of either the Army, the Navy, Marines, Air Force, or U.S. Coast Guard, would you please stand that we might recognize your service and your sacrifice? And if you'll remain standing, can we also have anyone who has a family member who had served in the armed forces that you know that you have a family member who served, that we might recognize your family's service? And certainly anyone who is actively serving. Let us pray a prayer of blessing. God, we give you thanks for those in our congregation who have served in our armed forces and who have given much sacrifice along the way to our country and prayerfully to your greater good. We certainly give you thanks for those who have served alongside them, who have shared in their sacrifice. We certainly include in our prayers this morning the family of those who serve in our armed forces, for the sacrifice that they share in. Lord, let us not take for granted all that is given as we give you thanks today in remembrance of their service. We offer this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we step into this time, I invite you all to remain standing and to greet one another. And then Gabrielle will call us back together with our music this morning.
Let us prepare our hearts and minds as we prepare to sing together, Lord, whose love through humble service.
Lord, whose love through humble service bore the weight of human need, who upon the cross forsaken offered mercy's perfect deed. We, your servants, bring the worship, not the voice alone, but heart, consecrating to your purpose every gift that you impart. Still your children wander homeless, still the hungry cry for bread, still the captives long for freedom, still in grief we mourn our dead. As, O Lord, your deep compassion healed the sick and freed the soul, use the love your Spirit kindles still to save and make us whole. As we worship, grant your vision till your love's revealing light. In its light and depth and greatness dawns upon a quickened sight, making known the needs and burdens your compassion bids us bear, stirring us to tireless striving, may your abundant life to share. Call to worship, to your service, from your in your name we go, to the child, the youth and aged, love in living deeds to show. Hope and health, good will and comfort, counsel, aid, and peace we give, that your servants, Lord, in freedom, may your mercy know and live.
Amen. Please be seated. In Matthew's gospel, at the start of Jesus' ministry, Jesus preaches, repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near. in addition to presenting Jesus as the fulfillment of the Hebrew scriptures or the fulfillment of what we understand as the Old Testament scripture, Matthew includes a section in his telling of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection that is all about what this kingdom of heaven is like. And in this section, Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven. Jesus compares the kingdom that is to come. Jesus compares this place in our world today, wherever God is present and wherever God is working. Jesus compares this kingdom to such things as a farmer who planted good seeds in a field. Or Jesus compared it to a mustard seed, the very tiniest of seeds that grows into a home for birds. Or Jesus compared the kingdom of heaven to a merchant who was looking out for a choice pearl. Well, in another place, wherein Jesus talks about this kingdom of heaven and what it is like and what it will be like, is Matthew chapter 25. Here Jesus says, "But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit upon his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in his presence, and he will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me.'" So we do wonder, why was he sick? And we do wonder, why are they hungry? And so where God is present, what we do know, wherever God is at work, wherever God's grace is stirring the waters among us, this we know, that those who hunger are fed. That within the kingdom of God, those who thirst are given drink. That wherever God's love is present, those who are strangers are welcomed in. Those who are naked, they are clothed. Those who are sick are cared for. And even those who are imprisoned are shown worth. The fact of the matter is, you don't have to believe in Jesus to do good today. Perhaps you're here simply because you want to make the world a better place. That you see people in need and you want to make it a little bit better for those in need, for those who need a meal. And if that's you, I am glad that you are here. I'm glad that you're going to help out, either make blankets who will go to those who need a blanket, or a gift bag for those who are our guests at Sunday Friendship Lunch for Thanksgiving. Or maybe you will pack a meal and somebody who is hungry will be fed. If that's you, I am glad that you are here and I'm glad that you're helping out. Please hear me say sincerely, thank you for being here. But what if? What if you're here because you do believe? What if you're here because you do believe that Jesus is calling you and the church and Midland First to make this world a little bit more? Like the kingdom of heaven that Jesus spoke about. What if you're here because you do believe that Jesus is calling us at Midland First to give one another the opportunity to serve so that this world is a bit more like Jesus would have it? What if you are here because you recognize in your life that somehow, some way, and in God's greatest wisdom, that He has given you agency, that He has given you the ability to participate in what God is doing in this world? Well, then perhaps Jesus would reply to you, then the righteous ones will reply, "Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?" What will the king say? The king will say, "I tell you the truth. When you did it to one of these, the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you are doing it to me." And so what if you left here in a few moments and walked downstairs in our fellowship hall and stood by one another and packed a meal for Jesus? What if you had created space for our youngest among us to create warmth for somebody who is cold, to make this world a little bit more like Jesus would have it? May it be so. Amen. 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 As you've heard mentioned, we do have two projects today. One is our rice packing event through Midwest Mission Distribution Center, and that's the one taking place, of course, in the Fellowship Hall. Midwest Mission is a mission organization that was started by the United Methodist Church in Illinois, and it empowers churches like ours to do the kingdom building we just talked about. And so to see a little bit more about their work, we're going to play a quick video that they have prepared.
Midwest Mission Sunday is a day to reinvigorate your congregation by getting them excited about serving and making a difference around the world and around the corner. Join people around the Midwest in a day of service. You and your church are relevant to God's great commission. Midwest Mission helps people in their time of crisis, but we also use our mission to revitalize congregations through service. People want to serve. We have easy and accessible opportunities to show God's love in a practical way and get people involved who may or may not know Jesus personally. You don't have to know Jesus to put rice meals in a bag. You don't have to know Jesus to bring in a wheelchair for a collection. But guess what? It gets people involved with their hands, involved in serving, and experience the joy that comes from serving, the joy that comes from generosity and getting them then connected to your church so they can experience Jesus personally and have this great opportunity for your congregation to also remember what they are called to do, which is to serve one another and to let that lead in their lives in the many ways we can serve throughout the week as well. Midwest Mission provides many hands-on activities and things that you can implement right away. We are here to be your resource to help you find simple ways that people of all ages and abilities can gather together, build community, and bring hope and empowerment to people.
So it's great to be partnering with Midwest Missions today. I do want to note that today's event is made possible through a memorial gift that was given by Connie Eaton. Connie was a beloved member of our church, beloved by her husband, Bruce, and her family. As I mentioned, she was a very active member here, a teacher and social worker in our Midland Public Schools, and an active community member, and much more. This is the first of 5 years when this event is going to be made possible by a gift that Connie left for the church. And so we remember Connie as we participate in kingdom building today. And as I mentioned, we're going to have an alternative mission project for our children under the age of 12 and those who are physically unable to participate in the rice packing. All this will be taking place in our children's ministry area, which we will share in a few moments. But for now, let us share together in the sacrament of Holy Communion. You know, it's good for us to celebrate in communion today. This is always a sacred moment that we share as a church, wherein we commune with one another and we commune with God and we commune with the saints of the church to remember the promise that God has given us, to be present, and to allow us to encounter his love in a tangible way. If you missed picking up the elements for Holy Communion on your way in, I invite you to raise your hands, and our ushers will be happy to bring the communion elements to you. So please feel free to raise your hands if you're needing the communion elements. Mindful that we have some guests with us, I want to let you know that as a United Methodist Church, we practice an open communion table, so all are invited to participate in Holy Communion this morning, but know that none are required to do so. We simply ask that if you share in communion today, that your heart is open to receiving this love that we are embodying today. So you know that we will receive the elements of grape juice and bread. Oh, Peggy, we got a cup over here and up front. So we'll receive these elements of grape juice and bread after sharing in the Lord's Prayer together, after as part of our prayers and preparations. And if you'll do so, if you'll hang on to the prepackaging at the end of the service and dispose of them accordingly on your way out from our worship service today. And so we're going to wait until we and distribute the rest of these elements here, and then share together in our preparations. Our communion liturgy will be a bit different from how we ordinarily share in. And so the congregation's response will be on the screen behind me. But at this time, yes, as we prepare to do the work of sharing in the building of God's kingdom, let us quiet our hearts to receive this gift and to remember that the kingdom of God is here and is there and in me. So let us prepare our hearts. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him and seek to grow into his likeness. Let us draw near with faith, make our humble confession, and prepare to receive this holy sacrament. And so as we come to this table of God's grace, let us confess to our loving God our sins and our own waywardness as we share in this prayer of confession together. Let us pray. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own goodness, but in your unfailing mercies. We are not worthy that you should receive us, but give your word, and we shall be healed. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us take these next few moments of silence to confess our sins to our loving God. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That is proof of God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. As we continue in our preparations, let us share in the great thanksgiving. Let us lift up our hearts and give thanks to the Lord our God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You made us in your image to love and to be loved. And when we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. By the suffering, death, and resurrection of your only Son, Jesus Christ, you delivered us from slavery to sin and death and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ. Make us one with each other and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Let us continue in a spirit of prayer as we pray together the prayer that Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Though we are many, because we share in one loaf, and because we share in the cup of Jesus' suffering, we are one. And so I invite you to take the bread from your communion elements and to receive the body of Christ broken for you. Amen. and with the juice. Let us receive the blood of Christ given for you. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you've given yourself to us. Thank you for the privilege it is to give ourselves back to you and to give ourselves for one another. Lord, we give you thanks for all of the acts of service that we get to participate in today. The rice packing, the blanket tying, making gift bags and cards. Thank you so much for this privilege and that we are empowered by your Spirit. Lord, we love you, and may it be all to your glory that we do these things today. We pray all of this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So we certainly have a busy morning to get going, but a few initial instructions. So I'm going to invite forward Chuck Link for those who are participating in the rice packing event this morning. Chuck.
Good morning. It's been a long morning for us already. When you leave the sanctuary, mill around for a few minutes, take care of business if you have to. Try to be downstairs by 10 o'clock. And when you get down there, we will assign you a table. You will grab a hairnet and a glove for your dominant hand. And then we'll get together and we'll wait for instructions. Once we get going, you'll see that it's very easy to do. And 4,000 bags seems like an awful lot, but when you got a lot of hands, it doesn't take as long as you would think. So that's what you do. You mill around for a few minutes, work your way down by 10 o'clock, and we will get going as soon as everybody's in place.
Thank you, Chuck. I'm going to hand things also over to Hillary to share with those who are participating in the children's ministry area.
Good morning, church. For those who are 12 and under in body or heart, we have alternative missions in P4. Which is right around a couple of corners this way. As been mentioned, we're tying blankets. We're making Thanksgiving gift bags for our Sunday Friendship Lunch friends. And we're also making Thanksgiving Day cards for the pastors and the lay people who do visits to take to those they call upon. And we'd welcome anyone to stop in if you'd like to make a card or tie a knot or two. And this is set up, for 12 and under, and anyone who would prefer to work upstairs rather than downstairs. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Hillary. Looking forward to all that will be done this morning. Let us stand for our closing song.
Shall I say?
And so Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven looks like a mustard seed that grows. And evidently, the kingdom of heaven also looks like hair nets and gloves on your dominant hand, and a lot of fleece being tied into blankets. And the kingdom of heaven looks like this. Whenever we live into that mission of helping people to know, love, and share Jesus Christ, may we be blessed as we seek to be a blessing. Amen. Amen. Amen.